The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Think of the potential. Adam had the possibility of being a dwelling place for his Creator. God the Almighty wanted to take up residence inside Adam. He wanted to fill man's mind with His mind. He wanted to fill man's will with His will. God wanted to fill our emotions with His feelings. Man had the opportunity to be the channel through which God could flow to the world. But God has never been into making robots. He wanted man to choose Him to be his life. He wanted a relationship with man in which man made the choice to allow God to come inside him and express His life through him. This was the reason for the two trees. As the Scripture declares, "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." God placed two trees in the garden for the purpose of allowing man a choice as to whether he would receive the life of God as that which would indwell him, be his energy, his life. He would not force his way into our hearts, raping and wounding us so as to prevent our being able to return his love. He would woo us by showing us himself. He came to walk with Adam daily in the garden, so mankind could learn how God thinks. In those times of sharing, God revealed His mind to Adam, listened to Adam's heart. It was designed in time to bring Adam to think as God Himself thinks. Thus, a covenant, which means a meeting or agreement of minds, could be established between them, and God would begin to flow through Adam to all creation. This is what the tree of life represented. Since God is life, the tree of life represented a way of life in which God is the source. The fruit hanging on the tree of life was an open, physical way man could say to God before all creation, "I receive your life as my life. You can come to live inside me and express your life through me. My spirit can be the home of your spirit. My soul, my mind, my will, and emotions can be the home of your thinking processes, your decision making, and your feelings. My life can be a three-room house, spirit, soul, and body, that you can live in, through which you can express yourself." Had man chosen to eat the fruit of the tree of life, he would have known the ultimate fulfillment. He would have come to know his Creator in the most intimate way possible. The mind of God would have been so interspersed throughout the mind of man, it would have been impossible to tell the two apart. His thinking would have produced decisions through which the will of God could flow. The will of God flowing through him would have affected his feelings and the actions of his body. When others saw man, they would have immediately recognized the character of the Creator. He would have become a mobile house through which God could move all over the earth. He would be the image of God. He would express the actions of God. He would be ruling on earth like God rules over heaven and earth. Man would be completely fulfilled because he would be walking in the purpose for which he was created. But alas, it was not to be. Not yet. But the question is, does Jesus Christ rule and flow through that life that has your name attached to it? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This message has been taken from our book, Why God Birthed America. You can order a copy of Why God Birthed America at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.